Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has officially confirmed its highly anticipated October event. The event will take place next Monday, October 18th, and it will be broadcast live from Apple Park. Apple is teasing the event with the tagline Unleashed, which is likely a hint at the new M1X MacBook Pros that are rumored to be coming. Apple's October 18th event will be held at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This marks the second year in a row that Apple has held a virtual October event due to the COVID-19 pandemic. You'll be able to tune in live from Apple's YouTube channel, via the Apple TV application, and on Apple.com. The star of Apple's October 18th event is expected to be the highly anticipated M1X MacBook Pros. Apple is rumored to be working on new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models with Apple Silicon on the inside. They're expected to feature the return of HDMI ports and SD card slots on the sides, MagSafe for charging, and Apple is expected to ditch the controversial Touch Bar. Apple is also rumored to be working on a new Mac Mini with specs identical to the M1X MacBook Pros. We also expect Apple to announce macOS Monterey's official release date during the event. After being announced at WWDC in June, Monterey is currently in beta testing and expected to be released to the public sometime soon. Finally, AirPods 3 have been rumored for over a year, and we finally expect them to be officially announced sometime this fall. So it's possible or even likely that AirPods 3 are announced at the October 18th event, but if Apple wants to focus on the Mac, it's possible that AirPods 3 are saved for a press release sometime later this fall. Again, the event will take place on October 18th, that's a Monday, at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. In other news today, ahead of Monday's event, we have a couple of last-minute rumors about the new MacBook Pros. First and foremost, Ross Young, an analyst for Display Supply Chain Consultants, says that the new MacBook Pros will feature mini LED technology, something that has been rumored over the past several months. But he also adds that the displays will feature a 120 Hz refresh rate for the first time. According to Young, who has a pretty good track record when it comes to Apple display technology, the new MacBook Pros are expected to use what is essentially a scaled-up version of the display that's currently used in the 12.9-inch iPad Pro. So this would mean mini LED technology, as well as ProMotion support for a variable refresh rate all the way up to 120 Hz. As we just saw with the iPhone 13 Pro, the addition of ProMotion can have a dramatic effect on the performance of an iPhone, both in terms of efficiency and things like the smoothness of animations throughout the operating system. Secondly, a reliable source on Twitter has said that the new MacBook Pros will feature a high-quality 1080p webcam for the first time. This would be a dramatic improvement over the current 720p camera used in the MacBook lineup. The source also says that the MacBook Pros will feature 16GB of RAM and 512GB of SSD storage as standard across both the 16-inch and 14-inch configurations. From there, you would be able to custom build your configuration with more storage and more RAM on an as-needed basis. So after months of rumors, the new MacBook Pros are almost here. So be sure to tune in on Monday for full coverage of the Unleashed Apple event. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail for Mac makes it super easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. You can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantages of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling with slow and clunky web-based tools, and everything is done natively on your Mac. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive, customizable templates that look great on all devices, and its customer service is staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by going to directmailmac.com/9to5. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple has significantly cut its production schedule for the iPhone 13 series. The report says that due to ongoing chip shortages, Apple's supply chain is unable to deliver its original targets for iPhone 13 shipments. Apple's original target for iPhone production during the final quarter of 2021 was said to be 90 million iPhone models. But now it is slashing that projection by as many as 10 million units due to the chip shortages. Specifically, Bloomberg says that key Apple suppliers, including Broadcom and Texas Instruments, are unable to deliver the necessary quantities of components, so Apple has been forced to tell other parts of its manufacturing pipeline to also cut back. Over the last few months, Apple has repeatedly warned investors that supply chain production problems could impact iPhone availability. The global chip shortage has been ongoing for over a year and affected nearly every global company. So even though Apple has the size and money to usually get what it wants, it is not impervious, and this latest report is a sign that near-term iPhone sales could be damaged by the supply chain issues. If you look at Apple's online store today, many of the iPhone 13 configurations are back-ordered to as late as November, so it will be important to watch and see whether Apple can make improvements to availability as we near the important holiday shopping season, or if the iPhone 13 will remain hard to come by. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.